It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Station.
Stand by for an urgent bulletin.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
So I feel like I'm a kind of a local hero.
It's all fun on top.
Jeff Lutz.
I'm about to start winning some awards.
You're living in a world of make-believe with flowers and bells and leprechauns and magic frogs with funny little hats.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Are you ready? Let's go!
Welcome again, everybody, a Wednesday edition of the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz, your co-host. Max Power is our producer and engineer. 869-1240. That is our IHOP hotline. We welcome you to call at any time. And don't forget, IHOP is celebrating the weekdays with their house favorites, all for just $6 Monday through Friday.
What about my favorites?
No baseball again today. We've got a couple more days to wait. We had the NBA open yesterday with a couple games that I sort of paid. I probably watched 10 minutes of each. I saw Bronny come in with LeBron.
Poor guy.
And I get it.
What do you get?
He'll be in the G League shortly, and they'll develop him and see if he has any upside. But, of course, LeBron James wanted to play on the same court in the same game with his son. I got no problem with that.
Really?
Yeah, he's earned that right.
How come you never opened any of those kind of doors for me and paved the way?
You know where you'd be without me?
In the G League, probably.
Whatever the G League is in life, yes, you'd be in that league.
What league am I in?
What's below G?
So I'd be...
No, you're in a much higher league because of me.
You. Oh, congratulations.
You're at least in the D League.
I don't know what that means.
Well, G, D's higher than G.
Or it's lower, depending on how you look at it.
It's higher.
The Z League
Everybody
is where I want to
be. The highest letter is A.
But it also could be the lowest letter if you're playing blackjack.
No, you don't do that.
Could be a 1 or an 11.
I'd be quiet, would you? How's that for bluntness?
I'll be quiet, but I do have a microphone. So.
Well, try not to use it. I went out to the soccer game yesterday.
You did?
A lot of walking.
How'd that go for you?
Warmer temperatures.
Quite a bit.
And I watched a half. And Mays was up 3-0 when I left in the JV game against campus. Jackson Duda had a nice goal.
Wow.
On a nice assist. Fed him perfectly. And he just knocked it right in the net.
Right in.
And had a good vantage point for it right
what
in front of him.
What did Duda do when he scored? Did he stand up and cheer?
Jason's a class act.
Did he clap? Did he say, attaboy?
No, he didn't do any of that. He just, you know, we reacted.
I want to know how.
Not really. Not really did much of anything.
Huh.
And I enjoyed it, I guess. I told Duda if Jackson's in the state championship game ever, I'll go.
Well, that's quite the commitment you're offering. Probably he won't be, but you never know.
Will I follow through on that? I'll be 73 years old by the time he's a senior.
Well, maybe he makes it as a sophomore.
No, 72. Maybe.
You never know. I don't know what Mays' long-term outlook is.
What's their record this year?
Or short-term outlook. I don't know what their record is, and I don't think I'm going to even look it up. Is that okay?
Well, I'm kind of curious. I think Mays South is a powerhouse, right?
Yeah, they're the ones that won state championship with that kid who went like to Clemson or something.
But I don't know. I don't know what kind of a program we're talking about at Mays. You're going to look, aren't you?
I guess.
You can't resist. And we're all curious. I know the poor campus Colts didn't play very well.
Well, we're looking for some momentum.
And you know what campus needs to do, I've decided? If anybody's listening, you know I love you. I grew up in Derby. You were our rivals, and I had a lot of success against you. But here's what I'm going to say. Are you ready, Jeff?
It looks like Mays is 4-8-2.
Well, there you go. Are you ready for this?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I'm talking about what I'd do if I was campus.
What would you do if you were campus?
Now, remember, I had a lot of...
If you were a whole school.
I had a lot of success against them back in the day.
Well, yeah, that's like saying you had a lot of success about the cricket outside. No offense to
campus.
What
does that mean?
It's just, it's kind of an overmatched opponent. Campus.
Why are you saying that about campus? They were really good when I was a kid.
In baseball, they won a state championship recently. In basketball, they were undefeated.
Yeah, and when I was a kid, they were good. And when I played against them in high school, they were good.
Sure.
With Rod Deffenbaugh and Steve Richardson and
anybody could just make up names.
Well, talk to Wayne Gifford.
Tom Defeldahl.
Find out if I'm making up a name.
And Bill Bobbledew.
You know, you're getting on my nerves. No, I'm serious.
I know.
And I don't like that when you do it.
Why?
I'm not making up names. it's what you're doing isn't funny.
It is too.
Nobody likes it. Nobody likes you tweaking me. Not when I'm being serious.
Okay, well, be serious for a minute, then.
I don't understand why you do that.
You don't?
No.
Well, when you come up with these dinosaur names...
Why are they dinosaur names?
They're
they're
long. They sound almost scientific. I'm just saying they sound like
really
dinosaur
Richard.
Names.
Very good player. But here's what I'd do if I were campus.
Finally.
Their colors are black and white, right?
There's some yellow in there sometimes.
Where?
It used to be.
Let's add some color. Let's go a little crazy.
I think
if you're
Frontenac maybe does black and white. I'm not sure how the
black
other.
Black and white's not working for me.
You can only do what you can only do.
Well, you shouldn't have your team colors as black and white.
The Raiders, black and silver.
Black and silver.
What about the San Antonio Spurs?
Black and silver.
So do you think campus says they have some silver in there?
I don't see any silver.
Is Chris Davis listening? Maybe he can give us...
Well, I don't know. There's certainly somebody from campus who's listening. I'm just saying that their
maybe
soccer
our friend John
team
Burke
went out there
listening.
Yesterday, and they were in black and white, and I just needed a
splash
of color.
Well, what was Mays in, red and white?
Yeah, but red. They got red.
Trying to think if there are any other black
and
white.
You know what I think about splashes of color? Look at my kitchen right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
What do you think of it?
It's colorful.
No, be honest.
It's a splash.
Do you like it?
I thought I already told you that I...
Yeah, but say it on the air.
I thought I did.
Say it on the air. Do you like the way the kitchen looks?
Yeah.
There you go.
Does that count? I was trying to evade it again.
Why are you trying? Why can't you just throw me a bone?
I did in real life.
And my wife a bone.
What did she do?
She helped me pick all this. This was a team effort. We took a chance. I could have gone black and white.
Black? I don't know. Does anybody have black in their house?
Sure.
Where?
Well, our countertops are dark.
They're asphalty.
But we went for that look on the backsplash and the trim, and you got to admit, you got to admire it.
It's certainly a choice.
So that's what I'm getting at with campus. Throw in a little orange or something.
Can you just do that?
You know, black and orange is a good look. You know who's black and orange?
Augusta?
The Augusta Orioles.
The Baltimore Orioles.
Right, but the Augusta Orioles are who I was.
The San Francisco Giants.
I'm thinking about high school now. I'm not thinking about anything. Don't get on my nerves again. I'm very prickly right now. I don't.
Why?
Because you're getting on my nerves.
But why were you before?
Because you got on my nerves. I'm prickly and I'm proud of it.
Well, get over it. Whatever it is.
Trying to think if there's any other orange and black in the area.
That's what I was also trying to think. There's not a lot of orange in the area.
Not that I can recall.
No, me neither.
All right, the picks are, I've tabulated the picks. You're starting to run away with this thing, and it's becoming a little concerning. You are now at 176 points, and you lead in the games, too. You're now back to 500.
Impressive. I'm breaking even.
32 and 32. Duda is at 26 and 38. He's terrible. But he does have 151 points.
That bonus game's working out for him.
He's gotten two in a row of 10.
At least.
Max is at 28 and 36. He's actually two games ahead of Duda, but only 94 points because he can't get a bonus game to save his life.
Well, too much pride is what's going on with Max. Max has pride over victory, and I just can't really get with that.
And
like, especially if it's hatred, you know? Like, if we were picking Cleveland Guardians or Indiana Pacers every week, at least I'd be picking them to win. Max
Anthony,
is letting hate take over.
Anthony had a zero for a week, and he's still only 4 points behind Max.
Uh-oh.
But he's at 21 and 43, and I'm 30 points behind you and 5 points behind Duda. I better get it going.
30 points is not insurmountable.
Yeah, but I keep falling farther behind
game.
Every week.
What do you do when you're ahead with that bonus game? Do you try to take chances?
That's up to you.
Do you play it conservatively?
That's up to you. You're the one that's in the lead right
this
now.
This is the first time we've ever had the bonus game. So I'm kind of the guinea pig for the strategy of it.
Well, the bonus game this week will be Kansas State.
Looking forward to it. Like 10.5 is the line right
that's
now.
That's a tough pick.
Is it?
Yes.
I guess we'll find out.
I'd be shocked if
K-State
anyone goes
is 10. Rolling.
Yeah, but Kansas is starting to play better.
No, they're not.
They are. They're playing
they beat
better.
Houston.
They're playing better. Trust
Give
me.
Give me another that. Piece of evidence that they're playing better.
Their offense is playing better. Their defense, not so much.
Houston is the cure for a lot of problems.
I don't buy it. I think you're wrong. And you're that's
remember
three
what
times.
I say. Every year, you need to be reminded of this pretty often. Every conference has a doormat. Doesn't matter how good the conference is, somebody in that
well,
conference
Houston is that this
stinks.
Year. But they're improving, and they've got a very good coach. And they'll be okay. Houston will figure it out.
You keep saying this about Willie Fritz.
Yeah, I like him.
What do you like about
He's
him?
He's a Kansan. And if you're a Kansan, you're in my book, you're okay. I'm going to always
where
defend
do you,
my state.
Where'd he come from?
Shawnee Mission area, somewhere in the
No, you hate those people.
I used to hate them. I don't hate them anymore.
That's good.
The Royals have been good to me. So I gotta develop a newfound sort of respect for them up there in that area. And it's foolish. I mean, they're dominating right now.
Who?
Kansas High School Sports.
Yeah, they are. That's why we need schools like Derby. We need our 5A representation down here to represent.
Here's what we have for you today on the show. Our friend Weston Schartz will join us
really?
At 2:25. We'll talk to Weston about the Cape and Mount Carmel football program. And at 2:45, Kinsley Jones. Talk about somebody who's dominating. She won her fourth consecutive state golf title yesterday. She's headed to KU. I don't know what her ceiling is. It's exciting. She's the granddaughter of Greer Jones, one of the great golfers to come out of Wichita. And that's exciting. I don't know what she can accomplish. The sky is literally the limit.
I suppose.
What do you mean you suppose?
I don't know.
I do.
Why?
Because I follow this career. It's amazing. It's amazing what she's done.
4 state championships.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Do you follow any of this?
Do I follow girls' high school golf? Not as much as you may think.
Well, I don't think you follow it at all.
Right. So not even that much.
Well, there you go. Thanks for admitting that.
So no offense to anybody who's out there killing it.
Do you notice how many times you say no offense? And do you know what you're actually saying when you say that?
Right.
I'm offending you.
Do you think I'm offending the girls' high school golf community in Kansas?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
To some degree.
Well, name 3 other players that I should be following.
To some degree, you're offending them. I was interested that a girl from Rollins County, now I'd have to even look up where Rollins County is. It's up in the northwestern. Look that up for me.
Oh,
what's the consolidation with Rollins County? Because that's one that's new to me. But they had a young woman who won 3A golf, I believe, and beat a young woman from collegiate, I think. I think I'm right about that. But that was impressive.
Sure, absolutely.
What's the county seat of Rollins County?
I would assume Atwood.
Otwood? You mean Atwood?
That's what I said.
You said Otwood.
No, I didn't.
I mean, I've never heard of Otwood.
Well, neither have I. That's why I said Atwood.
Let's get to Future Bob. He's on the IHOP hotline. Hey, Bob.
Hey. I just thought I'd throw this in on you. Cali County Junior College is orange and black, too, down at Arc City.
That's a good one.
There you go.
Yeah.
The Tigers.
Yeah.
They recruited you in the past, right, Future Bob?
Yeah, probably did, but I said no to them.
Good job.
You are so Bob.
Were you recruited ever by Cloud County?
No, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
I heard.
There are some discrepancies.
Yesterday. Yeah, I heard you were.
Right. I was. Jeff wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't.
I wouldn't dispute that.
Kind of embarrassed.
Anything else?
Yeah. I hope one of these days you make it to Jerry's over in Kingman. Also, there's Houdini's Pizza over there at Kingman. That's good, too. And Smitty's.
You guys take day trips over there?
Oh,
do you live in Kingman?
No, I live here in Wichita. But I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, we'll make a trip of it over to Kingman.
Yeah, Jerry's Restaurant and that Smitty's Hamburgers on the south side of 54. And also Houdini's is on the south side of...
I don't know if I'll hit all 3 of them on one trip.
Can you tell us what used to be in those spots, Future Bob?
Why don't you let us talk?
Well, that's what you like to do. Oh, there was over. So I thought Future Bob might like to do that also.
I would say, at one time, Houdini's looked like it might have been a... You remember Peter Pan ice cream stores here in Wichita?
Absolutely, I remember them.
Yeah, looked like it might have been one of them at the time. And that restaurant burned down, I don't know, 15 years ago, and they rebuilt it. It started out as a daylight donut shop, Jerry's Restaurant on Main Street. Yeah.
How do you know so much about Kingman?
Well, I don't know. I like the town. I go there quite a bit to eat. Nice town.
Okay. Well, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I haven't hit Ziggy's Pizza over here, but I heard it's good. But
you ought to try that, Bob.
Yeah, okay. Well, take her easy.
Thank you. I don't know, man. That is becoming one of my all-time favorite calls.
Because he's you.
How so?
That's exactly the stuff you're going to talk about in 5 years. Well,
that's what I talk about.
Exactly, and when you don't have as many responsibilities, you'll be pining for Jerry's and Kingman.
Do you not enjoy hearing that? That was one of the most incredible...
Yeah, it's like hearing you in 5 years.
Well, you don't know what I'm going to be like in 5 years.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
You're going to be like that. You're going to be calling into some radio show. You'll be retired somewhere in North Dakota.
I'm going to be in North Dakota.
I don't know.
What a dumb thing to say. Why would I go to North Dakota?
It's quiet.
I'm quiet here.
It's not that quiet here.
Well, it's normally quiet.
It can be.
My goodness. What a crazy North Dakota.
Well, I don't know where you're going. I just know future Bob is already there.
Well, I wouldn't mind meeting Bob over in Kingman.
I'm sure it would be fantastic.
We'll probably get that arranged at some point.
Is future Bob in on that joke? I can never really tell if he's...
Of course he is. He loves it.
He loves
being... Future Bob gets it.
He does?
He's three times smarter than you are. And here's what he's doing listening to you right now. He's probably talking to his wife. Jeff doesn't think I get it. Jeff's an idiot.
Yep, sounds like
his wife saying, I could have told you that. That's exactly how that conversation
just
went.
Weird that he wasn't or doesn't remember being recruited by Cloud County back in the day.
My gosh.
I guess your memory starts to go in a few years. That's good to know.
I think Bob dislikes you.
He continues to call.
Because it's me. It's me, man.
Yeah, sure. I'm the one who... Do you think when he calls, he says, this future Bob...
Max, does he call himself Future Bob?
No, I just say Future Bob, and he kind of agrees.
Is he okay with that? I mean, we feel like he's perfectly fine with that, right?
He got glossed, is what happened. He's Future Bob forever now.
All right, let's take a break. Why does Max talk a lot sometimes and then very little?
He watches his hockey videos. He doesn't want to be distracted.
Is he watching hockey videos?
He does quite a bit. I got no problem with that.
No, I'm re-adding up all the totals for the picks.
Well, you don't need to re-add them. You're dead last.
No, your numbers are off, Bob. Sorry.
No, they're not.
They're both probably off, if we're being completely honest.
I'm the official score. My numbers go. You were 5-3 last week. You had a pretty good week, Max.
Solid.
But you lost your bonus game, so you ended up having a pretty bad week. We'll be back in a minute with Weston Schartz, the head football coach at Capon Mount Carmel. Stay with us.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 90s.
Tracy, I just read what Max writes.
Unfortunately, he's wrong, and that's okay.
He is wrong. And had I been thinking clearly, which I haven't done since about 1994, I would have caught that.
I miss our country days.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Here's Weston Schartz, the head football coach at Capon Mount Carmel, How you doing, Weston?
Bob, I was doing good till I heard that song.
Oh, my God. Casey Musgraves, get over yourself, Coach.
Never heard of her.
Well, you should start.
Well, both of you need to just... I don't know how you can't have heard of her, but again, it's fine. You're stuck in the 80s, kind of like we've always known, and that's okay.
I'll send you a playlist.
I'm all right with it, though. There you go. I can't wait to get it, Jeff.
Let's talk about your team. You're 5-2. You've got Wichita Heights coming up Friday at the Stryker Complex, and then you enter the 4A district play. What's it like, Weston, you've played all these 5 and 6A teams all year. When that's all over, you're going to drop down to 4A and play teams you've never coached against and Capen has never played against. Are you prepared for that?
Well, you know, it is different because I find myself several times during the week checking scores and seeing who we could possibly match up with. And most of the time I go the 5A bracket and I go, oh, crap, we're 4A. So I'm not really used to it yet because we haven't played any games. But there are some quality 4A teams, but not like 5A. Somebody would, you know, they'd be lying if I said that was. But there are a few good teams in that bracket, and we're going to have to play good football to advance.
So we were talking with Steve Martin the other day, obviously from Northwest, and about his non-conference schedule, and he tries to load it up. He gets 3 games, I guess, for whatever reason. Everybody else only gets 2. I still don't understand why that is. But you had Andover and then St. James Academy. Is that important to you to schedule tough? And what did you learn about your team in that game against St. James, which is a powerhouse?
Well, you know, what I learned is we couldn't defend the pass. And we have to work on that in order to get to where we want to be. But, you know, St. James is a very, very tough team to play for us because they do a lot of throwing. They do a lot of things that we don't see a lot of. And we definitely don't get to practice it because we're a running team. We've stopped the run really, really well this year, but we haven't defended the pass very well. And, you know, getting to play a team like St. James is a good measuring stick for us. We've actually played them 6 times at Capen. We've won 3 times at their place and none at our place. And so it's kind of a weird situation, but it is a good rivalry. 2 Catholic schools going against each other, and we enjoy it. But, you know, and then our first game was with Andover, and everybody came to me and said, what's wrong with you guys? Well, number one, we lost 9 offensive starters. Number two, we lost 7 defensive starters. And Andover's a good team, and they've proved to people that they are a good team and well coached. So we've had a really tough non-city schedule, and it does help you down the stretch.
Weston Schartz is our guest. He's the head football coach at Capen Mount Carmel. He's been doing this for a long, long time. And one of the questions I asked Coach Martin yesterday was about the City League in a bigger picture. You've got a good program. Northwest has a good program. East has had a couple of really good years here. It looks like they're developing a program. How does the rest of this league get itself up to the standards of maybe a city league that maybe is no longer ever going to exist again? Maybe I just should forget thinking that we could ever get back to the 70s, 80s, and 90s where every City League team had good players, and it was a challenge to play everybody. Are those days gone forever?
Now, you were talking about my music a few minutes ago, about me being stuck in the 80s. I think, you know, you and I may be stuck there athletically, too, because, you know, here recently it's just been so top-heavy. You know, you get 2 or 3 teams that advance. I can't really tell you why. Other than the fact that one of the things that I really believe that's hurt our league, and I'm going to get some little league coaches mad, but in the day they had the Panthers, the Lakers, the Bears, the Orange Crush, and maybe one other team. And now it's so watered down. These guys are, you know, 7-8 teams. If they don't like the coach they're playing for, they skip to another team. But back in the day that we were dominating the state, you played for the team that you lived in. You know, if you lived in a district, that's who you played for. And you developed camaraderie with those kids. You knew who was coming. They were teammates for 4 or 5 years. And that makes a big difference when you go out and play the Shawnee Missions or the St. James or the St. Thomas Aquinas. And I believe that's really, really hurt our City League football. The word is that they may possibly be bringing it to the middle schools, and I sure hope that's the case.
When did you start to see the shift toward that more kind of top-heavy league? I was just talking with my friend Randy Griffiths yesterday, and we were recalling our days at North when we had a lot of really good athletes who played football, but they didn't really ever win, but they were still good. Now it's just maybe the athletes aren't there in some of these schools. So when did that really start to shift, in your opinion, where it was only two or three schools that had a chance of winning year to year?
Probably in the early 2000s. And, you know, I believe this, too. I believe that without having, you know, the transfer rule that we do have, these kids are going any place they want to go. You know, you got one kid here one season, then he's at another school the next season, and maybe a coach made him mad or a situation arose. And it's, you know, it's been that way for a long time, but I don't think I've ever seen it worse where kids, you know, I'm looking at rosters, I'm going, well, that kid played at this school, and that kid played at this school, and that kid played at this school. And it hurts the programs, the West, the North, South is having a good year. But it hurts those middle, those lower division schools because, you know, the good players, they seek to go someplace else. And if you're really not on top of it as a head coach, you're going to lose players. I was on top of it. I made sure I knew who we were going to get, who we had, and made sure that those kids believed in what we were doing, and which took a lot of effort and time. And I'm not sure the coaches want to put in that effort and time that it takes to bring a program that's not very good up. But it's a lot of work. But, you know, these kids, they want instant gratification, and they're willing to transfer schools. And how they're doing it, I don't know how they're doing it, but it's happening.
So do you have to kind of recruit your own players back to your program? We know that happens in college. Because the transfer portal, there's not a lot of restrictions in place for kids to transfer high schools. Do you feel like every summer you have to convince a lot of guys to stay in your program?
Well, when I was at West High, definitely I had to have that good rapport with them, and they had to, you know, believe in me. And you always wondered, well, I wonder if this kid's going to move, or this kid's going to, parents are going to tell him to transfer, or, you know, those types of things. I didn't worry about it a ton because I had already established myself in our program. But some of these guys that are trying to build new programs, I would hate to go to one of those schools now and have to battle the things that they battle and to keep their kids there. And, you know, anybody that says that there's no roster shakeups, they're not telling the truth. These kids are going pretty much where they want to go, when they want to go, how they want to go. And it happens everywhere. Throughout the state. And, you know, it's kind of trickling down from the colleges. I talked to a very prominent college coach the other day, which I'll remain nameless, and said it's taking the joy out of his job because if he coaches hard one day and makes a kid mad, they're going to hit the portal next year. So it's a tough thing.
Weston Schartz, our guest, head football coach, Cape and Mount Carmel. They're 5-2, headed again to a game Friday at the Stryker Complex against Heights High School. So you mentioned all the losses you had from last year's team, which was a runner-up in Class 5A. How are players developing? Are you finding some of the guys getting better, starting to come into their own?
Oh, no doubt about it, Bob. We started a whole new offensive line, and they weren't real good early. You know, I told them that, but as the season has went on, they've done a heck of a job improving. And we've had some injuries that we haven't had our starting backfield together since week two. One may be gone 1 week, one may be concussion the next or whatever, but we've had to come up and try to find some new players that can step up. And, you know, that win we had against East was huge. We had some guys step up. We had some guys step up all year, and we feel like we're getting better. But we still don't have that that identity yet, and we're still kind of looking for that offensively. But, you know, we better get it real soon because we're getting ready to get in the playoffs, and we got to take care of business there.
So much of your offense and your team was identified by Omari Elias last year, one of the great campaigns we've ever seen from a football player, certainly from a running back. He's at Air Force. We had a speaker at League 42, a kid out of Altus, Oklahoma. He was the player of the year in Oklahoma, a running back. He went to the Air Force Academy, and he had to sit out his freshman year. He didn't get much playing time, and he thought about, boy, what am I going to do here? I thought I'd be on the field immediately, but he persevered through that, became a starter the next 3 years, a very good player for the Air Force Academy. Now he's a captain and a pilot in the Air Force. What's Omari's track look like?
It's looking like the same track. When I spoke to him last, he was – if I'm not mistaken, he was not suiting up on away games. And it was, you know, it's hard for a kid to swallow. You go from 3,000 yards to fighting to get a suit up on the road. But I guess the head coach called him in and said, look, Omari, we expect big things from you in the future. You got to wait your turn. You got to know the system. And I think that's pretty standard there that a lot of freshmen don't get much playing time at all. But, you know, when I talked to Omari, he said, there's 10 or 12 backs that may be better than me. So, you know, he's a humble kid. He knows that his, you know, he's got to keep battling and, you know, to get on the field, but he'll get on the field eventually. But I do think it's really tough for freshmen at that particular school.
Well, that was a very calm and friendly interview, Weston. What's happening to us?
We're getting old. Man, here's my question for you, Bob. Can I have one question?
You certainly may.
Yes. Okay. Now, I've noticed all your stuff that you've done at League 42, and you have a huge passion for it. Would you rather, A, coach at West Urban and win every tournament in town and in the state, or B, coach at League 42 and make a difference in kids' lives?
I think you know the answer to that question. I've done both.
Well,
I mean, I've won everything you can imagine.
Yeah. You did.
Yeah, I'm sure you have. You fix every tournament. You and Larry Davis, I get it. I know how it was in the day, and I'm sure you do the same thing.
I enjoy what I'm doing now quite a bit. So that's my level of contentment.
I love it. I appreciate it. And you know, I love it, and I appreciate that. And you understand all those years at West, what it meant to me and the time that, you know, we didn't always have everything, but by darn, it was rewarding. Not to say that Capen isn't, because it is, but there's something about taking kids that don't have everything in the world and teaching them a game of baseball or football or basketball or, you know, those types of sports.
No doubt. I appreciate what you've done in your career and life, and we always love having you on, and good luck against Heights and in the playoffs.
Okay, see you later, Jeff. I'm going to go practice my American Idol tiny dancer. Take care.
As you should. Let me know when you're ready.
Weston Schartz, the head football coach at Capen. Here's Kinsley Jones from Mays High School. She is now a four-time state golf championship, joining only two others in the history of Kansas high school sports. With that distinction, she won the 6A crown yesterday at Cary Park in Hutchinson. Kinsley, welcome to the show. I believe this is your second appearance here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, we're very happy to have you. What's it like? How was this one different? You'd won three previously. You obviously went into this tournament as the favorite to do it. But that's only a word. You pulled it off. What's it like being a four-time state champion?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It feels really good to see all my hard work pay off.
You talked a lot about having some nerves, and I know you did not want updates on how others were doing or where you stood. I'm sure you probably knew in the back of your mind, but why was that? Why did this one maybe feel like there was some added pressure to it?
I think the pressure just came from, like, the expectation of everyone else. I won three already, so then I was like, oh, well, she has to win the fourth one. So I think that's where the pressure came from.
Talking with Kinsley Jones, and I want to get to your upbringing and what turned your interest toward golf. It's an obvious story, but I want you to tell it and all that. But I want to get to the 58 you shot earlier this fall at Heston, 13 under. I saw that and my jaw dropped. I don't care who you are, to shoot a 58 on any course, 13 under, is just ridiculous. What was that day like? You must have been hitting everything flush, right where you wanted to. How do you describe that?
Yeah, it was definitely fun. It's fun to play good, so playing like that was a lot of fun. And I was playing with my teammate that day. But yeah, it was definitely fun. But it was a little overwhelming in the end. But yeah, it was fun.
Even though you're a really good golfer, how many rounds have you played where you felt like that? Like, I'm really on today. I'm really playing my best golf. How many times is that common?
That's a little different. I feel like at 50 it's a little different, but I definitely have rounds that I'm like, yeah, I played solid today, but I don't know. 58 just feels different. It was kind of like, well, I couldn't really do much better. Couldn't really change anything.
Yeah, so take us into your personal journey with golf a little bit. Obviously, the game runs in your family, but do you remember the time that you were maybe first exposed to it, what your feelings about the game were initially, and then how you kind of on your own discovered that not only that you liked it, but you were good at it?
Yeah, my grandpa just taught me and my siblings, you know, when I was growing up, and I would just go out there when he was like helping my older sister or something, and I was just always around it. And so when I was in, like, I don't know, maybe middle school, and I started realizing that, like, oh, I'm good at this, like, this is something, like, I like to win, I like to compete, like, and I something I could do, I really started to like want to keep going and get better so I could win more.
Talking now with Kinsley Jones, four-time golf champion for Mays. I've known your grandfather for a long time. I have a deep amount of respect for him. I used to coach a softball team way back in the day when one of his daughters played, and he was pretty fiery. And I can only imagine being taught by him. What was that like? Because I'm pretty sure he probably didn't pull many punches. He's a pretty strict guy, I would imagine. How much credit do you give him for what you've become as a golfer?
I mean, yeah, honestly, he deserves a lot of it. He is my coach still, and he, you know, showed me the game, and he teaches me still. So yeah, and he's always there. He's always helping. He's still around now doing that. So he's done it my whole life.
What was it that if you had to boil it down to one message or one technique that your grandfather Greer Jones emphasized, can you do that? What did he talk about most often, or what part of your swing did he want you to work on the most? What was it like? What did he teach you?
I would say the biggest thing that I always like have is to work on my short game, even after. I shot my 58. He said, you need to spend a little extra time on your putting and your chipping.
He said that. That's Greer Jones right there.
Yes.
So what's it like being known for this? Obviously, you know, when people who maybe don't know you personally hear your name, they think about golf. Is that something that you like? Does the game consume you? I assume as a teenager, you probably have a lot of other things that you like to do. So what is that the case, or is it all golf, or what other kind of hobbies do you have?
I mean, I would say it's pretty much golf. Golf is like what I do all the time. So if I'm going to be known for something, I guess it's good that it's golf. I will take that any day.
And that, I hate to keep going back to your grandfather, Greer, but he was such a really good athlete as a kid as well and obsessed with it. And you sound like you've kind of fallen off that same tree. You're kind of in that same realm. You're going to KU to play golf. I imagine your aspirations, I don't want to put words into your mouth, but you'd love to get, you'd love to take this to the very highest level. How do you go about that? How do you set out on a journey like that?
I mean, yeah, when growing up with him, he kind of puts it on you, but it just rubbed off on you. He loved it. He always wanted to practice. He always wanted to get better. And so that kind of just is engraved into my brain. And yeah, I think just, I know I can work hard. I know what I'm capable of, and just seeing how it all plays out.
And I think what the question Jeff asked you about, what else do you do? I mean, I know you're like Jeff said, you're a typical teenager in some ways. But to get where you want to be in the game of golf and where your grandfather got to and how he devoted his pretty much his entire life to the game of golf, is that kind of how you feel? That's kind of how you have to approach this?
I mean, yeah. Growing up, I missed a lot of sleepovers or birthday parties or like hanging out with my friends because I was practicing. But I don't think I ever really like cared. I think that didn't really bother me. I was fine with that. And even now I still am fine with that. Like, that's just what I do and what I want to do.
I guess I don't know the rules before. I was going to ask this question. I don't know if it'll be, if it'll even make sense, but can you attempt to qualify for professional events? I know there are many women's professional tours out there. Can you do that at the same time you're playing collegiately? And is that something that you will pursue?
I know this summer I got a sponsor exemption into the Annika Women's All-Pro Tour. And I played in that. And I think that you can play in that during college, I think, but I also would not bet my life on it. But if I could, I probably will.
Well, you're a remarkable young woman, and you've had an incredible high school golf career. Now it moves to that next level. I know you're excited about it. Kinsley, congratulations. We really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Kinsley Jones. I'm just fascinated by that. You know, you hear about the very best, right? The very best athletes who devote pretty much all of their time and attention to that particular sport and getting better and practicing and playing. And a lot of times you don't hear any reluctance about that. You don't hear that with her. I'd like to do that, but I gotta practice my putting. You'd never do that. I tried to get you to do that.
To practice my putting?
Practice your hitting. No, but you had to go, listen to the Eagles somewhere or something.
Probably, right? Or somebody. You know, folks, I listen to a lot more music than just the Eagles. I want people to know that.
Why are you getting so touchy about that?
I'm very proud of my Eagles fandom.
You're kind of backing off from the Eagles a little bit right now.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're trying to make it.
I just don't want anybody to think that that's all I listen to, because I listen to a ton of music.
Well, listen, I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that interview.
It was good stuff.
It's interesting to talk to someone who's really good at something, right?
Well, you talk to me every day.
I can't talk to myself, so I got to get it from someone else.
Must be.
And I do talk to you every day, but
I'm really good at this radio thing, man.
Who's told you that?
Oh, I've heard it. I've heard it around.
I'd like for Tony Dusing to come on this show and say those words.
Do you think he'd say you kind of suck? I mean,
here's what I think he'd say. You guys do a good job. We were very happy to have you. And Bob, if we lost you, we'd be in trouble.
Let's have him on to say that.
Well, I don't know.
I want to hear him say that, because he's never said that to me.
I don't know what he'd say.
He says to me, Jeff, this is your show, and we hope Bob soon realizes that.
Tony Dusing, of course, our program director, who's a big fan. I'll just put it
No question.
All right, we'll take a break. An hour to go. We've got Mike Furches next. We'll talk some pop culture with Mike. We'll get to the DeAndre Hopkins trade for the Chiefs. I view it as an okay thing. I don't know that it's going to move the needle a whole lot. I don't know that the Chiefs need to move the needle a whole lot, frankly. Back in a minute.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.